Joining us now is Congressman Mike Pence. He's a Republican from Indiana. He's in the House Republican leadership. Congressman, thank you for joining us on Day to Day.
Alex, it's great to be with you from the Capitol today.
Well, thank you, sir. Tell us, you were in the meeting with President Bush. What did he say that was most important to you?
I was. The president arrived today to meet with, I believe, about every member of the Republican majority in the House and the Senate. And the message was very clear. This president is going to take the successes that he believes his administration and our majorities have achieved over the last 3 years to the American people in this year's elections. He also expressed his profound determination to stay the course in the war on terror and see Iraq through to the peace and stability and democracy that the Iraqi people so richly deserve.
I know that he's going to talk to the country next week about this handover of power, of sovereignty in Iraq that's coming at the end of June. Did he give you any indication of what he's going to say?
He at least expressed, again, his belief that the United Nations plays a critical role in that process. He spoke on several of the occasions this morning about the critical importance of the UN assisting in the establishment of an interim government to which we can hand over sovereignty, and also providing the legitimacy to the establishment of free and fair elections within Iraq. The president was talking about a multilateral approach to an interim government and to the establishment of free and fair elections. But he reiterated his appreciation for the importance of seeing Iraqi leadership emerge.
Congressman, if I may, I don't know what diplomatic relations are like right now between members of the Senate and the House in your party. How are things going along? You all have passed a budget, for instance, today. That's a pretty significant achievement. What is the Senate going to do with that?
That's exactly right, Alex. It's a little bit chilly in the hallway between the House and Senate here at the Capitol right now. We produced a budget that we believe funds our priorities and is honest with the American people about additional costs of the war, but we freeze any increases in domestic discretionary spending while keeping open the ability to make tax cuts permanent. There are some in the Senate, notably in the Republican majority in the Senate, who seem to express a desire to do otherwise, not so much on the spending issues as wanting to put serious limitations on the ability to make tax relief for working families and small businesses permanent. I'll be surprised and pleasantly surprised if we can reach a budget agreement with the Senate in that environment, but you picked up a little bit of that this morning in some of the collegial interchanges that we had with House members and senators.
I think that the cause of the distemper or ill feeling is members of the House think that the Senate is holding too many public hearings that are critical of the president's Iraq policy.
I don't perceive that. There certainly has been a different posture in the Senate. But look, I think most of us in the House of Representatives understand in the very broadest sense possible that the role of the Senate in the business of the creation of treaties and of oversight of foreign affairs is constitutionally a bit of a different role. I don't think that's generated as much frustration, frankly, Alex, as has been the inability of the Senate to move on issues very critical to the nation, including an energy bill, which many of us believe if we'd have been able to bring forward a positive, forward-leaning energy policy that we would already be seeing not only lower prices at the pump, but we also would see tremendous new investment in electrical energy in this country.
Republican Congressman Mike Pence from Indiana. Congressman, thank you for joining us on Day to Day.
Alex, great to be with you. I'd love to come back anytime.